This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. International travel for holidays is set to return on July 19th under plans going to Cabinet this afternoon. On June 7th, restaurants and pubs can open for outdoor dining, while cinemas and gyms will also reopen. Outdoor gatherings of up to 100 people will be allowed in June, or up to 200 in very large venues. NPHET has also cleared the way for indoor dining to return from July 5th, but Minister of State for Disabilities Anne Rabbitt is calling on her government colleagues to bring that forward.
I would really like them to reach a compromise. I would like to think that we could have indoor dining certainly before July. Because when I think about people, service users within the disability services, and as they're starting to reopen, one of their outings is they like to go to the coffee shop with their carer, and that still won't be available for them, which holds back me in getting services up and running as well.
Gardaí are to conduct a technical examination on a car which was recovered from the water in Crosshaven. The vehicle, which was discovered submerged in water near Hugh Coveney Pier in Crosshaven, has been recovered from the river, but no remains were found inside. The car was discovered by members of Cork City Missing Persons Search and Recovery on Wednesday night, who were testing a side-scanning sonar device. Gardaí divers examined the car in the water at Hugh Coveney Pier yesterday before it was removed to a Gardaí compound for forensic examination. The scene remains preserved at the pier, and further searches are being conducted by the Gardaí Water Unit today. Investigations are ongoing, as it's believed the car may belong to 23-year-old Barry Collin, who was last seen in Crosshaven in 2004.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory in sport, and Cove Ramblers host Cork City tonight in the Cork Derby at St. Comans Park. Fullback Ron Hurley is rated as doubtful for City tonight. Ramblers midfielder Ian Turner, meanwhile, told Red FM Sport that it's a shame the game won't be played in front of a packed St. Comans Park.
It'd just make for such a good atmosphere and such a good game, but I think even in terms of the players and the staff and everyone involved in the club that's going to be there, it's going to be a great occasion. You know, we're all looking forward to it. We can't wait. There's obviously a buzz around training. There's going to be even more now going into the last session tomorrow and going into Friday. So we're all just looking forward to it, and it's going to be a good game.
Kick-off at St. Comans Park tonight is at 7:45. Among the other games in the First Division, leader Shelburne host John Caulfield's Galway United, while in the Premier Division there's a North West Derby as leader Sligo Rovers go to Finn Harps at 5:45. Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is set to be rewarded with a new deal. The Norwegian saw his side lose the Europa League final to Villarreal on penalties on Wednesday. In rugby, Munster host Cardiff Blues in the Rainbow Cup this evening. It'll be the last time CJ Stander, Tommy O'Donnell and James Cronin play at Thomond Park. Kick-off is at 7:35. And crowds are expected to return to Croke Park after the August bank holiday weekend. Up to 5,000 spectators are set to be permitted at large outdoor venues following roadmap recommendations from NPHET. For smaller venues, up to 25% of capacity will be allowed. If the figure doesn't exceed 5,000, the Cabinet will consider the recommendations later on today.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
It's a Friday morning, so it's the busiest morning of the week, I would say. Maybe Fridays and Saturday mornings for people in the hairdressing business. And amongst them is Wayne Lloyd. He makes the front of the Irish Times this morning. He stepped away from the sink to chat with me. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Oh, that's a shocking phone line. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me there? Is there any better?
I'll try. Are you in the salon now?
We are, unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately? Not at all. It's great.
Unfortunately, it's just for the phone line.
We'll plough on and see how we get on with it. It's not the greatest. What is it that you're seeing? A lot of stylists not coming back, and why?
Well, I guess the problem is the pandemic unemployment, whilst we were grateful for it, it's meant that people are slow to come off the payment and come back to work where, at the moment, when our staff came back, they're being taxed at 40%, which means that some of them are earning less than them at their normal wage. So they're being taxed at 40% to pay back the pandemic unemployment payment. Now, whilst we were grateful for that, it means that there's a massive loophole in the system, so staff aren't coming back to the salons. Also, the shadow economy during lockdown was huge, Neil. And people have chosen not to come back to work and stay working on the shadow economy.
When you say the shadow economy, the black economy, working...
Yeah, the black market,
for
the
cash?
Shadow economy. I think technically in government terms, there's been a name change. So we've kind of hopped from black market to shadow economy. That's probably political correctness. I'm
guessing. There you go. Political correctness gone mad.
Same thing. In Ireland, I see that there's a very much a how much for cash mentality. We have a name for it, foxes and things like that. But the bottom line is, you know, if we're talking briefly, people are working illegally. They're not paying tax and they're working under the radar. What that does is it has a massive effect on small and medium businesses. And it means that we lose staff and can't keep staff because we can't pay them effectively what they can earn by breaking the law.
And what also are you saying to those that would continue to use the hairdressers in the shadow economy? They would be technically former clients of hair salons, wouldn't they?
Well, they would. And what you have to understand, I mean, you might have used the black market hairdressers during COVID. Now, I have my own opinion on that, and everybody knows how I feel about that. What people have to understand is revenue will get their money. So if you're not putting into the revenue system, what revenue will do at some point is hike up the taxes for people that are putting into the revenue system.
I know.
We've had social welfare protection officers into both of the salons this week, and they want to audit on the staff that have come back to work and the staff who haven't come back to work. I had a chat with a lady, really nice lady. I applauded her for what they're doing because I think it's important. And what they're doing is they've employed a lot more people. So they're actively looking for people that are choosing not to go back to work when they've been offered a job and choosing to stay on the pandemic.
But they'll never, revenue would never be able to get to every hair salon or every restaurant or every kitchen in a hotel. They couldn't.
No, of course they won't. But at least from my point of view, it's a positive thing because there's an improvement. There seems to be an improvement. And revenue and social welfare are recognising how huge the problem is in our industry. And the lady I had a chat with yesterday, really nice lady, and she said, Wayne, we are aware of it. We are working on it at the moment. So from a business owner's point of view, that's a really positive thing because, look, nobody wants to pay tax. None of us like doing it. I certainly pay a lot of tax and don't enjoy paying it. However, that's how the country runs.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.